You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Applause with Michael Engelbert. Heard every Saturday afternoon at 4 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Hello, I'm Michael Engelbert, and welcome to Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. Today you'll hear Once Upon a Mattress, starring Carol Burnett, the updated musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the off-Broadway cast recording of Wait a Minute from 1966, and a new recording of Sweeney Todd, starring Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton. I'll begin with dance numbers from Broadway in just a moment from Zoomer Radio, AM 740. Applause from Zoomer Radio, AM 740, begins with music for dance numbers from Broadway musicals. This is the Pickpocket Tango that composer Albert Haig wrote for the musical Redhead, which starred Gwen Verdon. Pickpocket Tango from Redhead. In that number, all you had to do was dance. Often, though, you had to sing, which is the case in our next two numbers. The Joint is Jumpin' from Ain't Misbehavin', featuring Nell Carter, and this is followed by One Night in Bangkok from Chess, from the Broadway cast version with Philip Kasnov.
Here it is.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hands out.
on the floor, grab anybody's daughter.
The roof is rocking, the neighbor's knocking.
We're all bones when the wagon comes. I mean, this joint is jumping.
Lenny P.
Oh, my. Hey, hey.
Hello, governor. Hey, man, will you put in my drink?
Forget the drink, girl. Let's cut this raw.
Now you get that stuff back.
I will knock you to your knees.
What?
Or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden cluster. And if you're lucky, then the gods are she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother. You've seen one crowded, polluted, stinking town. You've seen them all. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. Careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Siam's gonna be the witness to the ultimate test of cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or a reclining Buddha. I don't see you guys waiting, what kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not accept you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't. One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much
songs which had lots of dancing associated with them. You heard The Joint Is Jumpin' from Ain't Misbehavin', and One Night in Bangkok from Chess. I'm Michael Engelbert, and this is Applause, presenting music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. You can listen to Applause three ways: on AM 740, worldwide over the internet in full stereo at am740.ca, and digitally anywhere in the province of Ontario on Rogers Cable Channel 949. Applause is now podcast, so you can catch programs that you may have missed by going to am740.ca or radioapplause.com. Our next show was so successful off-Broadway that it would move to Broadway and the Alvin Theater. It would make Carol Burnett a stage star. Once Upon a Mattress, when we continue from Zuma Radio, AM 740.
You're listening to Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage with Michael Engelbert from Toronto's AM 740.
The family tradition of composing music was carried on by Richard Rodgers' daughter, Mary, and most notably with the musical Once Upon a Mattress. From the original Broadway cast recording, this is the overture.
Thank you.
That's the overture from the original Broadway cast recording of Once Upon a Mattress, with music composed by Mary Rodgers. This 1959 musical was based on the story of The Princess and the Pea. The production would run some 460 performances. It was an excellent vehicle for a young comedienne, Carol Burnett, who would go on to major success on television. Here are further selections from Once Upon a Mattress, including an opening for Princess, Shy, featuring Carol Burnett as Princess Winifred, and Spanish Panic, with the Queen, played by Jane White.
Oh, I liked her.
So did I.
Does every princess get the bird?
It's just absurd.
I never heard a test so difficult to pass.
Alas, alas, is what I lack. I lack, alas, alas, alack.
Throughout the land, no one may wed till Dot the shares his marriage bed.
She's likely to fall on her face when she's finally
face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the lady's not as hard to please as she seems. Quite often she'll settle for something less than the man of her dreams. I'm going fishing for a mate. I'm gonna look in every brook. But how much longer must I wait with bated breath and hook?
There's to be an official ball tonight, and we're all going to do that new dance, the Spanish Panic. The basic step is flip your skirts. Open, close, right, right, right. It's like the magic step, only forwards. Now let's all try it. Take partners, please. Prepare. Eh!
Selections from the 1959 musical Once Upon a Mattress, starring Carol Burnett, with music by Mary Rogers and lyrics by Marshall Bear. You heard an opening for Princess, Shy, and Spanish Panic. Other musicals that made up the 1959 season included Destry Rides Again, and the big hit for the year was Gypsy. Coming up, the 1967 musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, when we continue from Zuma Radio, AM 740.
Music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. This is Applause with Michael Engelbert from Toronto's AM 740.
Charles M. Schulz created the comic strip Peanuts in 1950, and it would become a musical in 1967.
Thank you. really don't think you have anything to worry about, Charlie Brown. After all, science has shown that a person's character isn't really established until he's at least 5 years old.
But I am five. I'm more than five.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
The only thing wrong with Charlie Brown is his lack of confidence. His inferiority and his lack of confidence. His clumsiness is inferiority and his lack of confidence. His stupidity, his clumsiness is inferiority.
Do you know that Charlie Brown has never pitched a winning baseball game, never been able to keep a kite in the air, never won a game of checkers, and never successfully punted a football? Sometimes I marvel at his consistency.
Now, Linus, I want you to take a good look at Charlie Brown's face. Would you please hold still a minute, Charlie Brown? This is what you call a failure face. Notice how it has failure written all over it. Study it carefully, Linus. You rarely get to see such a good example. Notice the deep lines, the vacant expression in the eyes. Yes, I would say this is one of the finest examples of a failure face you're going to see for a long while.
Some days I wake up early to watch the sunrise. And I think how beautiful it is. And how my whole life lies before me. And I get a very positive feeling about things. Like this morning, for instance. The sky's so clear and the sun so bright. How can anything go wrong on a day like this?
That's the title track to the original cast recording of the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. The original musical debuted in March of 1967, running for almost 1,600 performances. The inspiration for the show was the Charles Schulz comic strip Peanuts, with the characters Charlie Brown, Schroeder, Lucy, Patty, Linus, and the dog Snoopy. The original Charlie Brown was played by Gary Berghoff, who would go on to fame and fortune as Radar Riley in the long-running television series MASH. Times have changed since the original musical, and so the new Broadway production of Your Good Man Charlie Brown in 1999 was revised. The Red Baron song was taken out, presuming that a younger generation would not be in tune with war exploits of the past. Two new songs were added. Here are those songs, Beethoven Day, performed by Stanley Wayne Mathis, and My New Philosophy, with Kristen Chenoweth.
Call the prince. principal and hand him the news. We've got a holiday that he can't refuse. A day of harmony, a day of music. Beethoven's birthday.
Beethoven Day.
A reverential mission.
Beethoven Day.
The hope of each musician. No more am I the only guy to stand up and say, hooray, Beethoven, hooray.
Beethoven Day?
Yes, as in Ludwig von Beethoven, composer. Born 1770, died 1827. The eldest of three sons, Ludwig's mother was the daughter of the chief overseer of the kitchen.
Whatever, Schroeder, I just want you to know I'm on your side. I want to help you publicity-wise with Beethoven's birthday.
Thanks for your support, but I just don't want to see Beethoven's birthday commercialized.
Commercialized?
Yes, the next thing you know, they'll be wearing Beethoven sweatshirts.
Beethoven Day.
If you're wondering now how do we start, just blow the music till you know it by heart. We're gonna celebrate, we'll throw a party. Beethoven's birthday.
Beethoven Day.
And when you say the title,
Beethoven Day,
you'll hear a great recital. All right, of every boy and girl to stand up and say,
hooray, Beethoven, hooray.
Beethoven Day. Dedication as we stand up and say,
hooray, Beethoven, hooray.
I got it. We'll demand full-page ads in every newspaper.
We'll start a chain of Beethoven superstores.
We'll build a Beethoven theme park.
We can have a bake sale.
Wait, that's too commercial.
Let's imagine it, that glorious hour, filled with emotion, yet inspired with power. We all honor the man we adore. On the day we place the newest face on Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. Beethoven Day.
A moment of reflection.
Beethoven Day.
A classical injection. So face in this direction. We begin it.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. The teacher gave a D on last week's homework. She said, my new philosophy. Miss B? I'm she. Look, C. A D? A D. Well, why are you telling me?
And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me?
My new philosophy.
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B flat minor.
No! I like it.
No!
That's a good philosophy. No, no, no.
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes. I mean, no.
Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy can fly from tree to tree and keep me moving. When life's a dizzy maze on alternating days, I choose a different phrase.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies pick and choose, deciding what goes in it.
Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting.
For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it!
It's like a guarantee. Should live each day as if it were the last day of our life.
Ah, this is the last day. This is it. I only have 24 hours left. Help me, help me. This is the last day.
Clearly, some philosophies aren't for all people.
And that's my new philosophy.
Selections from the 1999 Broadway cast recording of Your Good Man Charlie Brown. You heard two new songs not in the original 1967 musical, Beethoven Day and My New Philosophy. Original music and lyrics for the show were by Clark Gesner, with additional arrangements and material by Andrew Lippa. This new version was not as successful as the original and ran only 250 performances. The production did introduce us to two new faces, Roger Bart as Snoopy and Kristen Chenoweth as Sally, a character who was not in the original show. A production of this musical is part of the current season at the Stratford Festival. I'm Michael Engelbert, and you're listening to Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. Songs written by Jerry Herman, when we continue from Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
You're listening to Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage with Michael Engelbert from Toronto's AM 740.
Jerry Herman is now into his 80s and has written a number of successful musicals and is known for very hummable songs. About 10.5 years ago, there was a tribute to him titled Tap Your Troubles Away, a historic all-star tribute to Jerry Herman and his songs. From the show, which was recorded live, this is a medley. Just Leave Everything to Me from the 1969 film Hello, Dolly. And I Want to Make the World Laugh from Mac and Mabel, performed by Joanne Worley.
I have always been a woman who arranges things. Oh, for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lives. If you want your sister courted, brother wed, or cheese imported, just leave everything to me. If you want your roof inspected, eyebrows tweezed, or bills collected, just leave everything to me. If you want your daughter dated or a marriage consummated for a rather modest fee, if you want your husband spotted, boyfriend traced, or chicken potted, I'll arrange for making all arrangements. Just leave everything to me. If you want your ego bolstered, muscles toned, or chairs upholstered, just leave everything to me. Charming social introductions, expert mandolin instructions, just leave everything to me. If you want your culture rounded, French improved, or torso pounded with a 10-year guarantee. If you want your bustle shifted, wedding planned, or bosom lifted, I'll arrange for making all arrangements. Just leave everything to me. And passion may both be in fashion, but I want to make the world laugh. Let others do drama of sin and disgrace while I throw a pie in the heroine's face. To keep them in stitches, I burn my own britches and saw Cousin Sally in half poor kid. Let all the others deal with humanity's woes. I'd rather be the guy with a big fat red nose. You guys are the most wonderful audience. All here for Jerry Herman. I'd like to take a picture to capture the... You, would you mind if I take your picture, sir? That's fine. Just smile, say cheese. Jerry Herman, I think I gotcha.
Joanne Worley and two songs by Jerry Herman that she sang at a tribute to him in November of 2001. You heard Just Leave Everything to Me from the film version of Hello, Dolly, and I Just Want to Make the World Laugh from Mac and Mabel. Jerry Herman is known for writing tuneful songs with strong lyrics. His best-known shows are Hello, Dolly, Milk and Honey, Mame, plus Mac and Mabel. Here's another medley from the tribute to Jerry Herman, Hello, Dolly, and Mame from their respective musicals, with none other than Angela Lansbury and Carol Channing reversing their customary roles.
I've always wanted to do this. Hello, Harry. Well, hello, Louis. It's so good to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Danny. I can tell, Manny. You're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying, cause the band's playing one of our own favorite songs from way back when. So bridge the gap, fellas, find me an empty lot, fellas, Dolly will never go away.
Somebody singing my song.
Hope you don't mind.
Not at all, I don't mind. You coax the blues right out of the horn, man. You charm the husk right off of the corn, man. Drumming and plunking out a tune to beat the band. The whole plantation's humming since you brought Dixie back to Dixieland.
My old mint julep.
was now failing.
Cars will never go away. Hey, Dolly.
Angela Lansbury and Carol Channing in a 2001 tribute to Broadway composer Jerry Herman with his two best-known songs, Hello Dolly and Mame. I'm Michael Engelbert, and you're listening to Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. In our next hour, you'll hear a new recording of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd and a listener request for the musical review, Wait a Minim. I'm Michael Engelbert, and welcome to the second hour of Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. I'll be featuring a listener request, the musical review Wait a Minim, this year's newest production of Sweeney Todd from the UK, starring Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton, plus Sinatra in Hollywood, early recordings with Frank from movie soundtracks. I'll begin with songs from the film Connie and Carla, in just a moment, from Zuma Radio, AM 740. Applause from Zuma Radio, AM 740, begins this hour with music by Randy Adelman from the soundtrack to the movie Connie and Carla. The overture to the movie Connie and Carla, composed by Randy Adelman. The movie is the creation of Nina Vardalos, who also stars in the picture. Her first real coup in pictures was the highly successful My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Connie and Carla was about a mob mix-up in Chicago that sends two singers rushing off to L.A., where they score a perfect gig, posing as drag queens on the dinner theater cabaret circuit. things get extra weird when a guy falls for one of the girls. The picture stars Nia Vardalos and Toni Collette as Connie and Carla. The soundtrack has lots of songs taken from Broadway shows. Here's a sampling with Vardalos and Collette singing. First is this medley with I Can't Say No, There Are Worse Things I Could Do, and What I Did for Love. You'll also hear Debbie Reynolds. Then you'll hear Connie and Carla singing I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
I like him. I saw him before when we were still girls. He was standing out front. We had this moment, Carla. He was nice to me.
What are you talking about?
Right. Why would he ever be attracted to me? I'm a drag queen.
No, you can't blow a cover for some guy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. I'm in a terrible fix. I always say, come on, let's go. Just when I order, say nix.
When a person tries to kiss a girl, I know she ought to give his face a smack, smack,
smack.
But as soon as someone kisses me, I somehow sort of want to kiss them back.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Ms. Debbie Reynolds.
There are worse things I could do then go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true, but there's worse things I could do. I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my eyes, press against them when we dance, make them think they stand a chance, then refuse to see it through. That's the thing I'd never do.
What? What?
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. We did what we had to do. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for love. What I did for love. What I did for love.
How many of you deaden your wrinkles with that crap? Four, huh? Five?
Oh, come on, be honest.
Boys and girls, God put us on this earth to have a laugh, hence the term laugh lines. That's what it looks like. Do yourselves a favor. Let your eyes crinkle, let your skin wrinkle. Our lines show that we've lived. If he doesn't love you when you look like a map, tell him to hit the road.
wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way.
Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yeah, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his, send him on his, send him on his way.
Singing so high. Aren't they going to find out we're girls? People will see what you want them to see, Carla. I like our audience. Cute.
Look at that boy. Oh, he's a sailor.
Oh, sailor. Hello, sailor.
Hello, sailor.
Are you in town for a while? Looking for a place to dock?
Come visit my port, baby.
Let's dance really close to him and then pinch his butt. quick, we have to change.
Selections from the soundtrack to Connie and Carla, starring Nia Vardalos and Toni Collette. You heard a medley made up of I Can't Say No, There Are Worse Things I Could Do, and What I Did for Love, followed by I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. I'm Michael Engelbert, and this is Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. Listener John Kerr asked for a rare musical review, which took a little while to locate. Wait a Minim is next when we continue from Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
Music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. This is Applause with Michael Engelbert from Toronto's AM 740.
Wait a Minim is a musical review by Leon Gluckman, with music by Jeremy Taylor and arranged by Andrew Tracy. It originated in South Africa, where it toured, then went to London, England, and finally off-Broadway in March 1966. From the U.S. original cast recording, this is Black White Calypso, performed by Nigel Pegram.
Now the other day, reading Drum Magazine, I'll tell you some of the things I've seen. The other day, reading Drum Magazine, I'll tell you some of the things I've seen. Advertisements for special cream in every section, give you a soft and pale complexion, make your black skin light up, creamier and whiter. But when I look into the star, what do I find? Advertisements of a different kind. It seems that the white people have a notion to make themselves black with the suntan lotion. Tell me, tell me, tell me why. I want to know the facts. Why all the black people want to go white and the white people want to go black. Now the other day the native girl she said to me, "Oh master, your madam is very skinny." The other day she said to me, "Your madam is very skinny." She says she also is much too thin, must have some fattening vitamin. She said that it's a fact that all the men like her bottom to be fat. But in the northern suburbs the women are used to living on lettuce and orange juice. To be slim is their preoccupation. My God, what a crazy nation this is. Tell me, tell me, tell me why. I want to know the fact. Why all the black people want to go white and the white people want to go black. Turning the pages of Zonk, I see a special tonic which guarantee, yes. Turning the pages of Zonk, I see a special tonic which guarantee to make your curly hair straight, give you success on every date. Misfortune in love is attributed there to having such cold black curly hair. But when I pass by the Rosebank Beauty Parlor, I see the women sitting there hour after hour with a great big thing on their head, trying to make a straight hair curly instead. Ain't it ridiculous? Tell me, tell me, tell me why. I want to know the fact. Why all the black people want to go white and the white people want to go black. Well now, I have a simple remedy for all this frustrated energy. Yes, I have a simple remedy for all this frustrated energy. If you blacks have too much of this pigment stuff, the white people say they've not got enough. Don't waste your time buying creams and jellies, trying to change the color of your bellies. But follow the example of my brother. He married a black girl, they love each other. And she give him a little bit of black in the night, and he give her a little bit of white. That's the solution. Why, oh why don't you now try to develop the knack? If all you black people want to go white and you white people want to go black.
Nigel Bagram singing Black White Calypso from the musical review Wait a Minim. When the show was requested by listener John Kerr, it was one of many that I do not have in my collection. But when you need help, you go to a colleague, and in this case, fellow broadcaster David Lennick. He found a source you may know as Dr. Demento. And so a special thank you as the recording arrived this week. It's never been released on CD. The review has some 50 songs using African, European, and Asian folk songs played on various instruments. Here's a sampling of some 4 songs from the review.
I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. I know who I love, but the deal knows who I'll marry. Feather beds are soft, and painted rooms are many, but I would trade them all for my lovely winsome bonnie.
I'd have stockings of silk and shoes of bright green leather, combs to buckle in my hair, and a ring for every finger. Some say he's bad, but I say he's bonny. Fairest of them all is my lovely, handsome Johnny.
A cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I told my love a story that had no end. I gave my love a baby with no crying.
How can there be a cherry without a stone? How can there be a chicken without a bone? How can there be a story without an end? How can there be a baby with no crying?
Cherry, when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken, when it's pipping, it has no bone. The
the story of I love you, it has no end. A baby, when it's sleeping, there's no crying. When the white man first came here from over the sea, he looked and he said, "This is God's own country." He was mighty well pleased with this land that he found, and he said, "I will make here my own piece of ground." Now many's the battle they still had to fight, and many's the family who died in the night, 'cause many were the black men who lived all around, all of them wanting their own piece of ground. So northward he trekked and northward he rode, over felt and tough countryside onward he strode. In the Free State and the Transvaal his oxen outspanned, and he planted the seed in his own piece of land. Then one fine day in 1883, gold was discovered in good quantity. Now the country was rich, much richer than planned, and each digger wanted his own piece of land. Now this land is so rich, and it seems strange to me that the black man whose labor has helped it to be cannot enjoy the fruits that abound, is uprooted and kicked from his own piece of ground. Now some people say, "Don't you worry, you can always find jobs in the white man's city. But don't stay too long and don't stay too deep, or you're bound to disturb the white man in his sleep. White man, don't sleep long and don't sleep too deep, or your life and possessions, how long will you keep? 'Cause I've heard a rumor that's running around that the black man's demanding his own piece of ground."
Pray tell me, fair maiden, may I be your lover? For years and for years I have longed in vain. Struck down like a hart, I lie wounded and panting. So grant me one favor and spare me this pain. Spare me this pain, no, 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 spare me this pain. Grant me one favor and spare me this pain.
Alas, gentle errant, I am not a maiden, but married to Throswold, the cunning old Celt. He's off to the wars for a 12-month or more, sir, and taken the key to my chastity belt. Chastity belt, tra-la-la-la, chastity belt, taken the key to my chastity belt.
Fear not, gentle lady, for I know a locksmith, her ladyship's locksmith, by royal decree. Chastity belts are his chosen vocation, and he will oblige for a moderate fee.
Chastity belt, chastity belt, taken the key to my chastity belt.
Alas, gentle lassie, my skill cannot help you, my technical knowledge is of no avail. I can't find a secret to your combination. Your husband, dear lassie, has fitted a Yale.
Chastity fitted a Yale, belt, fitted a belt. Yale.
Your husband, dear lassie, has fitted a Yale.
I'm back from the wars with sad news of disaster, a terrible thing that has happened to me.
As our ship was passing the Straits of Gibraltar, I carelessly dropped the key into the sea. Carelessly dropped fiddle-diddle, carelessly dropped fiddle-diddle, carelessly dropped the key into the sea.
Alas, woe is me, I am locked here forever. Whatever is going to become of me?
Fear not, ma chérie, and have confiance in me, and I will oblige with my duplicate key.
Duplicate key, he will oblige with my duplicate key.
Cunning old sod, fa-la-la, cunning old sod, there's no doubt that that lad is a cunning old sod. Cunning old sod.
Songs from the musical review Wait a Minim, from the U.S. original cast recording. You heard I Know Where I'm Going, performed by Paul Tracy, Andrew Tracy, and Sarah Atkinson. I Gave My Love a Cherry with Paul Tracy, Dana Valerie, Andrew Tracy, Nigel Pegram, and Michelle Martel. A Piece of Ground with Nigel Pegram and Andrew Tracy, concluding with Sir Oswald Sod, performed by Andrew Tracy, Sarah Atkinson, Nigel Pegram, Paul Tracy, and Michelle Martel. The cast was the same for the three productions in South Africa, London, and New York, where the review ran for 456 performances. A new recording of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, starring Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton, is next when we continue from Zuma Radio, AM 740.
Music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. This is Applause with Michael Engelbert from Toronto's AM 740.
Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd had an innovative revival in London in 2004 and came to Broadway in the fall of 2005. Now we have another UK production this year starring Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
He trod a path that few have trod. Tis Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town, a fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
A bow and a fancy chair,
a mug of soot and a leather strop, an apron, a towel, a pail and a mop.
For neatness he deserves a nod, the Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Inconspicuous Sweeney was, quick and quiet and clean he was. Back of his smile, under his word, Sweeney heard music that nobody heard.
Sweeney Todd is a Sweeney!
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away.
Not Sweeney. Not Sweeney Todd.
The demon barber of Fleet Street.
From the 2012 London cast recording of Sweeney Todd, with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and starring Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton, that was The Ballad of Sweeney Todd. The story of Sweeney Todd is about a murderous barber seeking to avenge his late wife. Here are two further selections from the new London cast recording on First Night Records. You'll hear Worst Pies in London with Imelda Staunton, and By the Sea, with Staunton as Mrs. Lovett and Michael Ball as Sweeney Todd.
What's your hurry? You gave me such a fright. I thought you was a ghost half a minute. Can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come here for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little vague. Oh, what is that? But you'd think we had the plague. From the way that people keep avoiding, no, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir. Would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good, no, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? Live to see the day men would think it was a treat finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I notice something weird. Lately all her neighbour's cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I calls enterprise, popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick, and I'm telling you them pussy cats is quick. No denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more. Is that just revolting or greasy and gritty? It looks like it's molting and tastes like, well, pity. Times is hard. Times is hard. Oh, Mr. Todd, I'm so happy. I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Todd? What I dream, if the business stays as good, where I'd really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do, I do.
Well, I've always had a dream. Ever since I was a skinny little slip of a thing and my rich Aunt Nettie used to take me to the seaside, August bank holiday. The pier, making castles in the sand, and I can still feel my toes just wiggling around in the briny. By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's the life I covet. By the sea, Mr. Todd, oh, I know you love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Wouldn't that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have kippered herring. Would have swum to a strait from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the kip, when we're through our kippers, I'd be there slipping off your slippers by the sea. With the fishy splashing by the sea, wouldn't that be smashing down by the sea?
Anything you say, anything you say.
I can see us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. I do me baking, then I go walking with you, you. I warm me bones on the Esplanade, have tea and scones with me gay young blade. Then I'll knit a sweater while you write a letter, unless we got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me and the English Channel. In our cosy retreat, kept all neat and tidy, we'll have chums over every Friday by the sea.
Anything you say.
Don't you love the weather by the sea? We'll grow old together by the seaside. The beautiful sea. Oh, I can see us now in our bathing costumes. You in a nice rich navy, and me in stripes, perhaps. It will be so quiet that who'll come by it except a seagull. Ooh, ooh. We shouldn't try it, though, till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised, me rumple bedding legitimised. Me eyelids will flutter, I'll turn into butter the moment I mutter, I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd paying guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guest to rest in. Now and then you could do the guest in by the sea. Married nice and proper by the sea. Bring along your chopper to the seaside.
By the Sea, from this year's London cast recording of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, with Imelda Staunton as Mrs. Lovett and Michael Ball as Sweeney Todd. This new recording is available from the UK label First Night Records. I'm Michael Engelbert, and this is Applause, featuring music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. He caused millions of female moviegoers to have heart palpitations. He was a phenomenon, and its career in full bloom in the 1940s. Frank Sinatra in Hollywood is next, when we continue from Zuma Radio, AM 740.
Music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. This is Applause with Michael Engelbert from Toronto's AM 740.
It took 6 years of research for the series of recordings titled Frank Sinatra in Hollywood, songs Frank Sinatra recorded in Hollywood for films. Most of the recordings making up this 6-CD set have been digitally remastered and are being heard for the first time when this set was released a decade ago. We begin with a 1944 recording with Sinatra from the film The Road to Victory, also known as The Shining Future, and the song, There Will Be a Hot Time in the Town of Berlin.
First of all, of course, no program would be complete in 1944 without The Voice. Frank Sinatra.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the lads go marching in. I'd like to be there, boy, and spread some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when our fighting boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that heart to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the lads go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how they'll sock from Berlin to Tokyo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change his heart to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the lads go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
Frank Sinatra, and a recording he made in 1944 for the film The Road to Victory, part of a 6-CD set from Reprise titled Frank Sinatra in Hollywood, 1940 to 1964. The recordings have all been digitally remastered, and the 118-page booklet is crammed with information about Frank and unique recording characteristics at the sound stages of the major film studios. Sinatra was meticulous in his commercial recordings. There would be many takes to get a song just right. His approach to film was quite different, not only in his songs, but acting performances. He wanted the camera to capture the spontaneity of the performance, and this extended to his recordings for film that were often done in one take. Here are some further examples from his early films. First, from a film produced by the U.S. Treasury Department, War Activities, titled The All-Star Bond Rally. Frank sings, "Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week." Next, from the 1944 picture, Step Lively, featuring Sinatra with George Murphy, Gloria DeHaven, Walter Slezak, and Ann Jeffries, you'll hear two songs, As Long as There's Music and Some Other Time. Finally, from the 1943 film, Higher and Higher, Frank sings, "The Music Stopped."
And now here's a great musical aggregation, Harry James and his boys. And also a fellow that used to work with him, Mr. Swoon himself, the old Calypso singer, Frank Sinatra.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. At the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. The mood begins with and suddenly you're close to me. The tune that they're playing is simple and pure.
The words keep saying that my love will endure as long as there's music and words of romance. The spell of a theme starts you to dream. There's always a chance. As long as there's music, whatever the song. As long as there's music for sweethearts to sing, I'll sing you my love, melodies of the birds on the wing. My loneliest days can never seem long as there's music and you are the song.
Is he in the show?
Is he in the show? Miss Abbott, he is the show.
Well, Mr. Jenkins, settle the deal.
Some other time I could resist you, yes, some other time. There is no rhyme now that I've kissed you with all that is me. I'll be imagine me thinking you could never faze me. The tricks my imagination plays me. You smile and this heart of mine betrays me. You know it's so. Let's take a vow to love forever, not some other.
Through the courtesy of Mr. Frank Sinatra's chambermaid, we present Frank Sinatra.
The music stopped, but we were still dancing, which goes to show that music has charms. The lights were low, so we went on dancing. I felt the glow of you in my arms. Stand, and we were in heaven, dancing on a cloud way off in the blue. The music stopped, and people were glancing. But we went on dancing, for we didn't know. Because the lights were low, and we were in love. The band the stand and we were in heaven, dancing on a cloud way off in the blue. The music stopped and people were glancing, but we went on dancing, for we didn't know, because the lights were low and we were in love.
Frank Sinatra and recordings he made for the movies, part of a box set titled Frank Sinatra in Hollywood, 1940 to 1964. You heard Saturday Night from the All-Star Bond Rally, As Long as There's Music and Some Other Time from the film Step Lively, and The Music Stopped from the picture Higher and Higher. I'm Michael Engelbert, and this has been Applause, music from Broadway, Hollywood, and the London stage. Join me next week as I feature more theatrical musicals and film soundtracks from Zuma Radio, AM 740.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Applause with Michael Engelbert. Heard every Saturday afternoon at 4 on Zuma Radio, the new AM 740.